One of the first things you notice about this one-acre plot in Philadelphia is how out of place the farm looks. About a block away is a busy interstate highway that jams up with rush hour traffic twice a day. The farm itself is surrounded by row houses, a steel galvanizing plant, and an auto detail shop. Chino Rosado runs the auto shop. About 8 years ago, he first met his new neighbors, a small group of farmers.
It was weird at first. You don't see no farm in the city.
But Rosado says he got used to the farm started by Mary Seaton Corboy pretty quickly.
It was an empty lot. There was nothing there. Just fenced up and that was it. She came up and did something with it.
Before it was an empty lot, this city block was a steel plant. In 1988, the building was demolished and the EPA declared the site hazardous. It was cleaned up, but Rosado says it was nothing but concrete slabs until Mary Seaton Corboy and her small group of volunteers came and started the farm they call Greensgrow. Corboy moved to Philadelphia from the suburbs nearly a decade ago. With a background as a chef, she says she'd always been concerned about how hard it was to find fresh produce, so she decided to grow it herself.
The question that just kept coming up over and over again was, is there any reason why you have to be in a rural area to grow food, given the fact that the market for the food, the largest market for the food, is in the urban area?
Corboy says usually food travels an average of 1,500 miles from its source to wind up on most Americans' plates. And she says when it comes to flavor, nothing is more important than how fresh the food is.
If you eat strawberries that are commercially available, you have no taste recognition of something that people 40 years ago would say was a strawberry. Because of the refrigeration, because of the way they're picked when they're underripe, because of the things that they're sprayed with to give them a longer shelf life.
Corboy says her first choice for a farm wouldn't have been an abandoned industrial site, but the rent was cheaper than it would be at almost any other spot in the city. And even though the EPA and scientists from Penn State University confirmed that there were no toxic chemicals left, Corboy doesn't plant anything edible in the ground. She grows some plants in greenhouses, others are planted in raised soil beds, and she grows lettuce in PVC pipes that deliver nutrients to the plants without any soil at all. Corboy still regularly sends plant samples out for testing. The results?
At one point, Penn State sent us back a report. We talked to them on the phone about it, and they said, your stuff is actually cleaner than stuff that we've seen grown on farms. And you know, go figure that. We feel very, very comfortable with the produce that we grow because, I've been living on it myself for 8 years.
And restaurant owners say they're happy to buy some of the freshest produce available. Judy Wicks is owner of the White Dog Cafe, a Philadelphia restaurant that specializes in locally grown foods and meat from animals raised in humane conditions. She's been a loyal Greensgrow customer for 8 years.
As soon as we heard about Greensgrow, we were really excited about the idea of supporting an urban farm on a brownfield. I mean, like, you know, what a dream, you know, to take an unsightly, unused, block and turn it into a farm. It's just a really exciting concept.
Wick says she's never had a concern about the quality of the food because of the care taken to prevent it from touching the soil. In addition to its restaurant business, Greensgrow sells fruit and vegetables to Philadelphia residents at a farmer's market twice a week. The farm also operates one of the only nurseries in the city, which begins selling plants this spring. Mary Seaton Corboy says running the farm has taught her a lot about food, the environment, and waste. She says she doesn't look at empty lots the same way anymore. She's learned to squeeze fruits, vegetables, and flowers out of every space of this city block, and she sees value in the things that other people throw out. On a recent night, Corboy was driving home with her farm manager, Beth Keene, and they spotted a pile of trash beside a building.
But what they had dumped were all these pallets, and Beth was with me in the car, and we both turned and looked at them and went, look at those pallets. Let's come back and get them. They're in great shape.
Urban farming is tough. Corboy originally had lofty goals for her farm. Greensgrow was going to be a pilot project, something she'd expand to include 10 farms throughout Philadelphia. 8 years later, Greensgrow is still anchored on its original one-acre site. But by keeping her costs low and selling to loyal customers, Corboy sold $200,000 worth of produce last year. That was enough to make 2004 the farm's first profitable year. For the GLRC, I'm Brad Linder.